Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are pleased to have a San Diego product who is playing for San Diego FC, who has had a remarkable couple of games for San Diego FC. Even more remarkable is the night that he had the other night for San Diego FC against Vancouver to get San Diego FC into first place. He went to UCLA, and before that has been a homegrown player out of Escondido, California, who went to San Pasqual High School. He is on loan from the Danish Superliga, but is making a mark for San Diego FC in the last couple of days. His name is Milan Iloski. He joins me now on the Braden Soprenich Show. Milan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about your journey, man. I mean, it's obviously been a fun week for you. You know, before we really talk about how you became part of San Diego FC and being a San Diego product here, let's talk about the night you had and what was working for you and how are you able to accomplish scoring four goals in 12 minutes?
They came quick. The way we play and the style that we have is very, front foot and trying to get the next goal. And then, we have a very aggressive mindset. So, I think it helps being in a team like this. And of course, playing with great players, it also makes it a whole lot easier as a striker to score goals when the chances are there.
Put up four goals in an MLS game, professional soccer. At any point in your career, have you been able to score more than four goals in a game? I mean, from like probably age five all the way through, any type of performance like this come close?
I scored five in college against San Diego State, which is ironic.
San Diego State, putting up five goals against San Diego State at UCLA. You're from San Pasqual High School. You're from Escondido. What led you to go to UCLA, and was it you that wanted to go there, or did you, the fact that your brothers also attended there help out?
Yeah, that was a huge help. I love UCLA. I'm super grateful to a lot of the people there, and it's an amazing school. But, of course, my brothers being there, my older brother Brian coming back for his senior year, and then my other brother Eric, who I was in academy with, he decided to take a gap year and play one last season of academy. We actually went into UCLA together, so being able to have that opportunity for all three of us to go to college, live together, it was a dream come true for us, so it was something that I couldn't pass up.
What was that experience like for you? Is there anything else that could ever come close to that? I mean, for you and your family to be all there at the same time?
I don't know. I mean, this has actually been a pretty unique experience. But I think it was something that we'll never forget. And it was like a dream come true being able to live in LA and, move away from home, I guess, for the first time for me. But I'm doing it with my brothers, and we're also extremely close. So it was, we developed a really tight friendship as well, which you don't have a lot, I would say. So it was an incredible opportunity and something I'm super grateful to have.
In order to get to this point in your soccer career, obviously at the youth level, it's a lot of tournaments, it's a lot of traveling, it's a lot of academy and club, and I'm sure you had to go all over the place, at a young age. At what point, during your youth, did you think that it was time to start really focusing in on soccer and realizing that you potentially had a future in this sport?
To be honest, it's all I've ever focused on since I was a little kid. It's all I've ever wanted to do. I had a dad who played soccer for the San Diego Sockers, actually, back in the mid-80s. And so he loved it and introduced it to us at a young age. And I had two older brothers that I was really close with who I looked up to, and they both played. So I was begging my parents from 3 years old to let me play. So it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. I love it. It's, you know, my biggest passion and my strongest passion that I have. So for me, it's a dream come true. And yeah, it's a weird question because I would say it's all I've ever wanted to do.
You're playing now, you know, professionally. You're on loan for San Diego FC. I mean, you've been playing in the Danish Superliga, you know, for the last couple of years or since 2024. What's it like for you when, and that's kind of one of the first or second times that you've been played overseas, you know, on a regular basis. What's it like playing in Danish Superliga?
Yeah, it's good. It's a completely different league. It's super tactical and I would say a lot more structured than MLS, but it's still a very good league, a very difficult league, I'd say. There's not many teams, only 12 teams in the top division. So, you know, it's very competitive. The level is pretty high. And so I think it was a great experience for me. And, you know, it's something that I love to have. And, you know, there's a lot of great people at that club who really helped me develop and, you know, improve as a player.
We're talking with San Diego FC forward Milan Iloski, who's from San Diego, just came off of a huge performance for San Diego FC, scoring 4 goals in 12 minutes that has helped propel the San Diego FC team into first place after knocking off Vancouver on Wednesday. So you're playing in the Danish Superliga. You know, ownerships are the same with San Diego FC. You know, you have an opportunity to come home to San Diego and play for the MLS team here in town. How did that opportunity come about? How did the question raise, and what was your, you know, what was your process in coming over to San Diego FC back on April 2nd?
They were actually, my mom was actually visiting me in Denmark when they called. So that was funny. I got a call from my agent saying they were looking for a striker on loan. And, you know, it was an opportunity for me to come and, you know, play for my hometown team. And it wasn't easy to leave Denmark at the time, but I was super grateful for the opportunity. And I mean, it was something that I couldn't pass up. And I knew the hype was going to be here when the team was announced a few years ago. So, you know, I was also hearing about the hype back when I was in Denmark, and I had friends, family, all going to the games all the time. So when I had the chance to be a part of it, it was something that I couldn't pass up. And when the call came, my mom was super excited. She was there to, you know, celebrate with me, and she was very happy. So, you know, to have that experience with her also was super, super fun for us.
You grew up playing soccer in San Diego, as you mentioned. Your dad played for the San Diego Sockers. Your brothers played the game. You know, obviously got a lot of ties to San Diego and the sport of soccer and the soccer community here in Southern California. When you found out before that San Diego was going to get an MLS team, you know, did you get excitement just for being a fan and being a San Diego kid, knowing that, you know, that they got the highest level of soccer they potentially could get in the United States?
Yeah, of course. I think, I was still pretty young, but I remember when the Chargers left, and that was, I think left a pretty big hole in San Diego. And, you know, I think really, of course, you have San Diego State, an amazing college sports school, but in terms of professional sports, all we really had was the Padres now. So, you know, I knew when the team was coming, and I knew about the soccer culture and history in San Diego. I knew it was going to be a slam dunk, and I was so surprised that it took this long for a team to come into MLS in San Diego. And I think you can see, and everyone who's in the city or even outside the city can really see the buzz that's going off throughout it. And, you know, I think that's something that I expected. And, you know, as soon as it was announced, I was excited from a fan perspective, and just a guy who, you know, was from the area and was looking forward to having another major sports team in his town.
Talking with Milan Iloski, San Diego FC forward, graduate of San Pasqual High School before going on to UCLA, and has done a great job here in this limited amount of time with San Diego FC. You mentioned the Padres. Obviously, there's a connection between the Padres and San Diego FC. Manny Machado is one of the part owners of San Diego FC. You've seen the Padres in and around a lot of San Diego FC games that, you know, the athletes embracing the other professional sports team. Is that extra cool for you that, you know, you grew up in San Diego, grew up, you know, watching the Padres, Chargers, everything like that, to have, you know, arguably one of their faces of the franchise be a part owner of the squad that you're playing for?
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, the Padres are such a big organization, and I remember going to Petco Park as a kid. So I also remember going to Qualcomm and, you know, watching those guys growing up. So now to have the organizations, you know, a little bit intertwined, I think it's super unique and super cool for them to be doing that. And it definitely brings, you know, the entire city together to, you know, incorporate the two organizations.
Obviously, with a lot of the cups that are going on right now and players going in and out of San Diego FC and throughout MLS, a little bit different of a roster. It's giving you an opportunity to play a lot more, obviously. Taking on FC Dallas coming up tomorrow, what do you guys need to do to handle FC Dallas? What are some of the things they bring as you're up, you know, the last time you guys played them, beat them 5-0, and they probably are out for a little bit of revenge. What are some of the challenges that FC Dallas brings?
Yeah, they have some really, really big talents. You know, they have got a couple of guys in the attack who are some of the best players in the league. So, you know, being able to, you know, being able to play our game and play our style while, you know, keeping an eye on some of these special guys that they have. So I think we need to just continue doing what we're doing, play with initiative and, you know, implement our style, and while also, you know, remembering that they have some really special players that we need to keep a close eye on. So, you know, we're really confident, looking forward to the game, and it's another great chance to go out and, you know, put the jersey on, which is always an honor, I think, for me and, you know, for the entire team. So I think we're really looking forward to it, and yeah, it's going to be an exciting game and one that, you know, we really need to take the challenge and make sure that we show up and we're ready to go.
Milan Olasky, San Diego FC 4, joining us on the Brayden Soprano Show. Last thing I got for you, Milan, we on our show, we like to talk to a lot of San Diego, you know, a lot of San Diego products, a lot of people born and raised here in San Diego. I'm a fourth generation San Diegan. We've talked to a lot of athletes that are from San Diego, and I ask them every single time the question of, when you come home, what's the first thing that you have to go get to eat from San Diego? Now, for a lot of the guys we talked to, they're playing sports in the United States. You have spent time overseas playing in Denmark. You know, what is the food you miss the most when you're in Denmark when you think about home?
Breakfast burritos. I actually have a funny little story about that. When I was in Denmark, they don't have breakfast burritos. They don't really have Mexican food, to be honest. So they didn't know what a breakfast burrito was. So our the cook that we had in Denmark, I had to teach him how to make breakfast burritos. And then after a few weeks of me showing him how to, what to put in it, the entire squad was just eating breakfast burritos every morning. So when I came back, I had to go to my local place in Escondido and really get a good quality breakfast burrito.
Yeah, man, that probably had to taste so good coming back from Denmark after a long period of time to get a breakfast burrito. We brought that up earlier on the show, Milan. Texas likes the breakfast tacos. California likes the breakfast burritos. I drew a fine line in the sand that it's breakfast burrito over taco any day of the week. Is that, do you have the same take on that, or you don't mind mixing in a breakfast taco if it presents itself?
To be honest, I love all Mexican food, but a breakfast burrito is my go-to at any hour, so I'll always take a breakfast burrito.
I love it, Milan. Appreciate the time of you coming on, dude. Thanks again for the time. Good luck the rest of the way, and congratulations on the 4-goal performance, but I know you're focused on the next game. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you in a couple days back in Houston, or back home to play against Houston.
And we'll welcome the opportunity and see you in person. Thanks again, Milan Olasky, for joining us on the Brayden Soprano Show. San Diego FC forward, graduate of San Pasqual High School, where he went to before going to UCLA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.